I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. On our radar today, Donald Trump and Africa, a key election in the heart of Europe, sharks, and even locusts. But let's start with Korea. The conflict over North Korea's escalating nuclear weapons program ratcheted up another notch today as President Trump announced new sanctions against the country. Trump also praised China's central bank for ordering financial institutions there to stop doing business with North Korea. But amid the growing tensions, there are also occasional gestures of goodwill on the Korean peninsula. South Korea today said it was reinstating direct humanitarian aid to the north that had been cut off last year. I got the latest from reporter Jason Strother in Seoul.
The United Nations World Food Program has been pressing South Korea since the spring to resume its humanitarian assistance to North Korea. So today, the government here announced that it is going to spend $8 million to provide nutritional and medical supplies to North Korea via the UN through UNICEF and the World Food Program. So it's not direct aid, but it is something.
What's been the reaction from South Koreans about this news?
President Moon Jae-in's popularity has been on the decline over the past few weeks. A fairly reliable local polling agency put out a survey earlier this week that showed, you know, while still at 67% approval, it is down from week on end. And some of that, according to the pollster, has to do with his North Korea policy.
It seems clear that South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Trump really disagree on how to deal with North Korea. What's the crux of their disagreement?
President Moon Jae-in has hope that this situation can be resolved through dialogue, through negotiations. But by all means, Seoul has not been dovish during the past several months. They have supported the sanctions at the UN Security Council. But nonetheless, when Moon was elected back in May, a part of his platform was to improve ties with Pyongyang via dialogue. Now, those overtures that Seoul has made to North Korea have come up with nothing so far. But I don't think that President Moon is giving up. And even if it's a small gesture, such as $8 million worth of humanitarian assistance, perhaps this is Seoul's way of still, you know, keeping the door open to talks.
Is the notion behind this aid package purely humanitarian, or is there some part of Moon Jae-in that thinks that by making that overture, he's giving something and trying to ease tension?
While North Korea has not been in a state of famine for many years, there is still severe malnutrition, a severe food shortage up in the north. So South Korea wants the help. But, you know, Moon Jae-in, he comes from a generation and also of a political persuasion where North Korea, you know, they're kind of South Korea's wayward brothers that, you know, perhaps they've gone wrong, but they're still Korean. When Moon got into politics in the early 2000s, when he was a part of previous liberal administrations, they gave a lot of assistance to North Korea, food aid, fertilizer, medicine, you name it. So perhaps that is still an instinct that North Koreans, no matter how many missiles they shoot, no matter how many threats they make, they're still Koreans, they're starving, and they need our help.
Jason, I'm really curious about how South Koreans responded to Trump's really bellicose speech at the UN, calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and talking about destroying North Korea if he has to. How did that go down with South Koreans?
I think South Koreans are still trying to determine if Donald Trump is really serious about launching a preemptive attack against North Korea and kind of changing the status quo here on the peninsula. You have to remember, South Koreans are completely unfazed and have been so for many years about whatever North Korea says, whether it's turning Seoul into a sea of fire or starting a nuclear holocaust. South Koreans, they go about their daily lives untouched. But this certainly is a different scenario here with Trump going, you know, toe to toe with Kim Jong-un in terms of rhetoric. And I don't think South Koreans really know what to make of it yet.
Correspondent Jason Strother is based in Seoul, South Korea. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Carol.